and they entered the silent and dingily lit access corridor, treading lightly, breathing softly. Bale felt the hairs stand up on the back of his neck. There was a scarlet trail on the metal floor, leading them to the corridor's far end, where another door, closed this time, blocked their progress. Blood. He was walking through blood. As he followed Kenobi, who seemed oblivious to those red splatters and smears, Bale felt his fingers tighten on his blaster. I could be dead soon, he thought. This could be the last thing I ever do. Control your thoughts, control your feelings, Senator, said Kenobi, not turning, a bite in his voice. Focus on the moment. Don't let your mind stray. Thus spake the Jedi Master to his sweating, heart-hammering, unlikely apprentice. Bale blinked hard to clear his vision, and did as he was so curtly told. They reached the end of the corridor. The door sealing them off from the space station's interior was solid metal, no handy porthole so they could see what they were getting into. But apparently, Kenobi didn't need a porthole. Pressing his left palm flat to the door, he closed his eyes and disappeared. Not physically, of course, but mentally. Just as it had in the starship's cockpit, his face softened into the most extraordinary expression of serenity, with hints of an iron will behind it. The access corridor continued eerily silent. The door had to be soundproofed. Anything could be happening beyond it. It was so hard to wait for Kenobi to speak, to share what he was learning through his mysterious force, to be patient like a Padawan and do as he was told. Kenobi exhaled and returned to the moment. His fingers curled around the door's handle. It was sticky with blood. Then he turned. All serenity burned from him now, nothing but implacable determination in his eyes. We'll be going in hot, Senator. Prepare yourself. Now. Kenobi flung the door open, and they leapt into bloody mayhem and violent death. No time to think, to feel, to be afraid. Time only to react as the experts had trained him. His wide gaze swept the room in front of him, seeking hostiles, seeking cover, seeking to tell friend from foe. Blaster bolts screamed through the chaos, seeming to fire from every direction. This was some kind of command center. Consoles and desks and chairs and equipment, commsat panels, a weapons station, four banks of monitors, racks of shelving, spare parts scattered across the floor. The air stank of energy weapon discharge, was hazed with acrid smoke from burning wiring and equipment. Here and there, small, greedy flames flickered. He saw three attack droids protected by heavy shields, squat and deadly, relentless fire pouring from their extended weapon arms. Three male humans, apparently their allies, crouched behind cover and shot their ostentatious blasters without stopping. It was impossible to tell who they were, what societies had spawned them. Two more men slumped in death on the floor. No way of telling their origins either, or whose side they'd been fighting on. As Bale threw himself obliquely toward a tipped-over desk, good enough cover, his blaster extended, finger taut on its trigger, shooting at the attack droids, he saw a woman returning fire from behind one of the four banks of monitors, darting out of cover to increase her chances of a strike. She had an athlete's physique, clothed in a sleek, dark gray bodysuit, blonde hair pulled back tightly into a long braid. Everything about her suggested determination and courage. Her head turned, and she saw him. A crooked smile, furious and relieved and feral, flashed across her strong, hawkish face, and she said his name. Organa! Her voice lost in the cacophony. Then, staying behind her cover, she tugged a comlink from one pocket and waggled it at him. A signal, a gesture to tell him that she was indeed his mysterious benefactor. But before he could shout to her, ask for her name, the comlink was discarded, and she was ducking behind the monitors as a fresh barrage of blaster fire tried to annihilate her. Eyes burning, ears ringing, the noise in the confined space was excruciating, shuddering through his bones. Bale choked on the stinking smoke and looked for Kenobi, found him immediately, and nearly choked on a shout instead. You fool! You mad fool! What the kark are you doing? Kenobi had made of himself a deliberate target, was standing in the open between the door and the nearest wing of the command console array. willfully drawing fire from two of the droids and all three of the men. His lightsaber was a blue blur, whipping so fast, deflecting the barrage of blaster bolts into the floor, the ceiling, back toward the droids and the humans, his defensive offense seemingly effortless. His face in profile a mask of severe concentration. No fear, no doubt. Instead, a supreme confidence. Curving his lips, the merest hint of a smile. Dazed, Bale shook his head. He's enjoying this. He's enjoying this. He really is mad. But mad or not, Kenobi was also brilliant. The men had dived for deeper cover, and the attack droids were starting to give ground before him. The one on the left moved slowly, unevenly, its shield apparently failing. Kenobi's lips parted in a fierce grin, and he focused his deflections on the weaker machine, risking himself further, but not seeming to notice or care.